I start this meeting of the Committee on Academics of the Senate of the Associated Students on Monday, May 12th, 2014 at 1 p.m. or 1:01 p.m. in the Delamere Library, Room 102. We'll start with agenda item 1, roll call. Agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Baskin.
Present.
Senator Bustos.
Absence excused.
Senator Golas.
Present.
Senator Ramirez.
Absence unexcused.
Yeah.
Senator Nassau.
Present.
Quorum is present.
We'll move into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing there is none, we will move on to agenda item 5, old business. Agenda item 5A, liaisons to academic colleges. Do you guys have any reports for the colleges?
I've spoken to the Dean of Engineering. The Dean of Science, his name is Jeff Thompson. Mm-hmm. I have not met with him yet, though I am scheduled for during summer.
Okay.
You want me to go?
Yeah, go.
So I've set up meetings with the advisors for the interdisciplinary programs, and we're hoping to get a meeting with the cabinet dean pretty soon.
Okay. So for this, you guys don't need to really rush this because we're not having any meetings over the summer, so
right.
You could just meet over the summer with your deans. That's what I'm planning to do. Or you could email them and get an email conversation, because I know it'll be difficult for some people to get into contact since they might not be here or the
right.
deans might not be here. Okay, we're going to move on to agenda item 6, new business, chair report. So, faculty senate has adjourned for this academic year, so I'm going to wait till next semester when they start back up again. Senator Bronson?
May I ask, how often does the faculty senate meet? Would you happen to know?
They meet once a month, and it's in different places, but the last place it was at was the somewhere near Manzanita Lake. But they have their agendas online, so we can probably look at the minutes to see what they've been talking about. Another thing is the provost. The provost has an academic leadership council, which is adjourned a few days ago, actually. So we can't attend that until next semester. So we'll look into doing that, and if you guys really want to learn more about core advisory groups and all of that, you guys can come to that and talk to them, because a lot of them are reporting on those to the provost. Senator Rousey?
Could we get the dates for those?
Yeah, as soon as they upload them, because they're done for this year and they haven't uploaded what the next year's schedule will look like, but I'll ask the provost secretary for updates on that.
Thank you.
So for university library, I talked to Rudy Leon, and she said that they're just waiting for their new website to roll out. They're going to have a new website up by this summer, and they're hopefully going to test it out, and it'll be up by fall. And there's that.
Cool.
Move to agenda item 6B, major and scholarship exploration day. So I just wanted to know you guys' ideas on this, so I could pass that along to Abby. Senator Rossi?
Tell me if I'm wrong, but my idea, for my vision for what a major exploration day is, let's say you're undeclared, or you go to college and you have a lot of interest, but you don't know what you want to pursue. This is supposed to be that day where you go there, right?
Yeah.
So I hope we're planning to, like, ask every department to, like, have a representative, you know, if they want to make a poster board or have a demonstration, what they do. Make it fun. And do we need to submit a budget so maybe we could get food or barbecue out there?
Mm-hmm.
Who do we talk to about getting money for food?
That's
just spitballing. Like, if we want to have food at the major exploration day,
that would probably be, like, programming.
Yeah.
We'll probably do that.
Okay.
What Abby and I are planning to do is to ask the programming board to help us with this. So we're not going to mandate them to make... We're not going to put a resolution up, because to put a resolution would make this a yearly thing. We just want to test the waters right now. So we're going to ask them to make this just as their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a lot of money. They have around about $800,000.
Who does?
Programming.
Yeah. Okay.
They have money to do these things. So we can hopefully just ask them to just make this. and us help them in accomplishing this. Because they usually ask senators to participate in their programs anyway. So, I just wanted to know you guys' ideas on this so we could give them like a rough outline of a program that they could do so that they could just have the overall idea and just run with it when fall semester or whenever the programming board gets appointed. So, yeah, Senator Bronson?
I'm trying to think from the perspective of a student that's undeclared. I'm imagining going to the quad, just seeing all these different majors and thinking like, wow, what do I want to do? What am I interested in? And to make this better, or to make everything go easily, do you think we should have like a banner or something across some trees that say major exploration day? What do you think? I just want to plan this well, you know.
Tenor song?
I was thinking maybe that'd be a good idea, but it'd also probably be good to like group them by college so people could look at like a specific college if they know they don't want to do like sciences, or if they do want to do sciences or something like that. They could just look in one area so they're not all like running around.
Senator Bronson?
Could we try to contact alumni?
Alumni?
And say, hey, if you're interested in doing a liberal arts political science major, this is where it got me today. That's what I'm doing right now. Like, let's say you're doing English. What am I doing right now? Like,
okay.
How would we go about contacting alumni?
We could talk to the Alumni Association for that.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Song?
We could definitely do alumni or even like professionals or faculty, just people, so people know what kind of jobs they can get, like, okay, you know, pursuing these type of studies.
So are you guys thinking of doing something like the club fair at the beginning of the year? Something like that? Because you were talking about the quad, and they usually do that in the quad. So is that what you're thinking? Like tables set up out there with people from different colleges talking about their experience and whatnot? Senator Brownstein?
Yeah, similar to the club fair, I'm imagining going out here, just seeing this, and if we wanted to do the banners, because I'm really thinking we could do banners for every college or just the overall banner, we would want to get into contact with Inkblot. And if we are serious about doing this, and we want to contact them earlier rather than later, because they can provide a lot of good resources for us. So that's what I'm imagining. Like, we go out and there's just tables lined up with each department. They're saying like, hey, here's what you would do and what would be expected of you if you were in our college. And that's what I'm imagining.
Senator Song?
Okay. First thing is, we're planning this for like January, right? Or like beginning or middle of the first semester.
What was discussed was it would be best if we did it at the end of fall semester, like either beginning or middle or end of fall semester. So I don't know if they're fall
November or...
Yeah, so kind of around November.
Yeah,
so November. Would we maybe want to plan this for inside just in case it snows?
Okay. So do you guys have like a particular place or area of campus that you'd like, Senator Brownstein?
If it's nice outside, I think the quad would work. If it's not nice, I would think the Joe Ballrooms.
Okay, yeah. So the thing with that is we can't really predict weather because they did a program like last time, the weekend with the Wolfpack, and the weather was really bad outside, and they had to plan that way in advance. So we can't really plan a month ahead and say, oh, we're changing the date 3 days. Or
I really think we should plant it inside, because even if it's not snowing, it's probably going to be cold, and no one wants to walk around and talk to people while it's cold outside. But it's definitely going to have to be like a fair thing. I don't see any other way we could... There's no other way we could do this many like majors and stuff for people.
Okay. So, you guys want to start... Since you guys are liaison with the deans, or not the deans, but the academic colleges anyway... Do you want to ask them about getting a representative to get in touch with?
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
Speaker Fabi?
So, I'd suggest that you guys go talk to the Undecided Major Office, the Advising Center, because we've talked to them about this before, and they're going to be really good, helpful like resource for us for this, and they could probably, I mean, they might have a little bit more sway and whatnot in contacting the colleges and getting their advisors to come and actually participate in it. So okay. I would just recommend, like, next steps, I would just recommend contacting him, and I can give you his contact information. I forgot his name. But
who is it?
I forgot his name. Okay. Probably can find out.
You guys have more ideas for that? Okay, we'll move to agenda item 6C, research. So, the 15th finish. Tomorrow, the VP Council, which Dr. Shannon Ellis is chairing, will meet at 1:30 to 5 p.m. So, if you guys wanted to come to that, I need to email the lady for it. So, do you guys have free time tomorrow from 1:30 to 5 p.m. to show up?
I have finals during that time.
Would you be able to show up?
I have a final from 12 to 2, but I could definitely, I could
meet. Okay, the so they said they just put in a slot for us, so mm-hmm. if it's from 2, do you want to go like 4 to 5?
Yeah.
Okay. And they just said they'd talk to us about the different things that's going on with that. So some of the preliminary things is it's rolling out this fall.
Oh, wait, hold on. So it's 4 to 5.
Yeah.
Could we possibly do like 3:30 to 4:30?
Is that okay for you?
I'm open for like 1 hour, so I can okay. I can do that.
3:30
tomorrow, 4:30? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can probably do that.
And it's going to be in the Clark Administration Building in Manzanita Lake. You guys know where that is?
No.
I'll send an email to you. Center 5?
Yeah, it's literally right next to, it's right over there. Clark Admin, actually, you can kind of see it. It's like, right, well, no, you can't. It's right back there. Okay. It's right next to Manzanita Lake. And sorry, what was this for?
This is VP Council. So they have a meeting with their whole Shannon Ellis' office and everything. I think the provost and some other people are going to be there. But what I basically talked to them about is if they could give us a presentation really quick on 15 to finish about like what's the motives behind it, some data that they've seen from other colleges to see if it would work here. Because right now the Faculty Senate, this is from the Faculty Senate right here, if you want to see it. The highlighted parts is what they basically have said about 15 to finish, and they just basically don't support it. So I want to see the VP's office, because they're the ones dealing with this, and I want to see their ideas on this and see what they think.
Cool. So you guys are just going to be there for the whole VP meeting or whatever, and they just said that?
I talked to the secretary. She said she does the minutes and the agenda for that, so they could just insert us somewhere, okay. Depending on what time we wanted to be there.
Cool.
So another thing is some students have brought up concern is the upper division classes. They don't see themselves taking 15 credits of 300 level classes, so that's one big concern. And then they're putting a 15 credit minimum on student workers. So not only people who work around campus, but also in RA positions, and they said that'd be a little too much for them to handle. So, yeah, and also another issue brought up was the 12-credit minimum for the Millennium Scholarships. So that's an extra 3 credits you have to take without Millennium support, and that's around $60. So that pays for quite a bit of your tuition.
Yeah, that's true.
It pays around $900 per semester, and if you have to take an extra class, you're paying that out of pocket or from other scholarships. So, what they said, they basically need to see if they can change this, which I don't see how they would because the Millennium Scholarship is running out.
Point of clarification, so is 15 for Finish already approved? Like, so this is going to be applied, or are they just considering it?
This is going to be applied this fall.
Okay, so that like they're going through with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless something big happens.
Right. So.
Okay. Senator Brownstein?
Is this a one-year trial, or is this going to be like we were implementing it for?
I think they're implementing it because right now it has a $50,000 budget to market and to try to get this out there. And they have various administrations from various campuses on Nevada doing this, and this is somewhat of an established program because a lot of other states have this. University of Hawaii was one of the first, and they have a bunch of data online. I can send that to you guys if you want.
Yeah, definitely send.
It's just this huge paper about with like graphs and spreadsheets, and it looks like it's working for them, but we're just not sure if it works for here.
Yeah. Okay, this is definitely something maybe we want to draft a resolution for.
Yeah. So unless you guys have anything else on that, we'll see tomorrow about more information on this.
Okay, awesome.
And then we'll move to agenda item 6D, creation of core advisory groups liaison. So here are the different core advisory programs. So would you guys like, there is how many? There's 8 and there's 5 members, so some people are going to need to take 2. So do you guys want to sign up for them?
Okay, well, give me a second to look at these.
I mean, basically, first come, first serve. So the
What are these core advisor groups?
Yeah, I don't really understand what these are.
How
is this different than the lives of academic colleges?
Academic colleges is you basically deal with a different the different departments. So there's Kavner and the science.
Oh yeah, those are colleges.
Yeah, so they're colleges, and this is basically for the core curriculum. So the core mathematics, core English, there's talking about those things in these groups. It worked out reasonably well last session. What they basically did was talk to these people and see what's going on. I know the core humanities department had a lot of changes last semester because of the new policy with freshmen. They don't have to take 203. So you just basically talk to these guys maybe once a month, once a semester, depending on if there's anything big going on. Senator Robertson, I think. I see Robertson, right? She had a really good time with the core humanities group because they had a lot of things going on and some other groups didn't have anything going on. So it really depends on what they're doing in these. So if you guys just want to sign up for them and see what's going on, first of all, and see if this really needs to be delved into. Senator Rossi?
May I see the capstone and math advisory groups? I'll just email them. You said just email them like once a month, try to set, just talk about what's going on.
Yeah, and I'll send you information about this, who to email and whatnot.
Okay, thanks.
It's all on the provost's website, so.
All right, give me the diversity as one.
Diversity.
And
you guys can take 2. You don't have to take 2.
I think I'll just take that one.
Okay. I'll take core humanities, I guess. And we'll ask the other senators what they want when they come.
All right.
Speaker Patty.
So just these groups aren't really huge commitments, but they can potentially be really helpful. Like, you know, you guys essentially probably could have the possibility of like choosing new courses that could serve as the diversity requirement and things like that. So like don't underestimate that. Make sure you're going to your meetings and participating in the conversations. Just want to remind you guys.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think last semester Director Gomez of Clubs and Orgs, he wanted to get credits over the summer for study abroad, included in diversity, because they weren't before. So this would be a great place if you guys know these people.
It's a certain week. You're supposed to hit like 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Or it's supposed to be over 5 weeks, and he went for a 4-week period, and so he can get credit for it. And so I studied abroad for 3 weeks, and I kind of agree. And we passed a resolution last session actually saying something, because it's like, you know, any study abroad experience, you're going to gain a pretty strong sense of diversity, whether it's 3 weeks or 5 weeks. So, but we passed a resolution for that. I'm not sure exactly where that stands right now. I would follow up with Chris and see, because I know he was talking to the provost about it.
Okay, I'll definitely see.
So these are really good places to get information from if issues like that arise.
Yeah, I want to ask, follow Speaker Fabi's question. What the resolution state? Is it like in support of allowing diversity credits to be done with USAC?
Yeah, diversity credits can be done with USAC right now. It's just you have to meet the 5-week requirement rather than 3 weeks. So the resolution was just in support of changing it to any study abroad time period or something like that. I don't know. It's online. You guys can take a look at it. It's from second semester at some point towards the end, I think.
Okay, any more on that? Okay, we'll move on to agenda item 6E, summer projects. So I just want you guys to work on something, whether it be research or you could work on the major exploration day over the summer, just to get like a few more details on it before we start up again on the fall. So do you guys have any ideas of what you would want to do?
One thing would be interesting. I may want to look into how the scholarship committee is formed, because I think I was speaking to the head of, oh my gosh, the head of Inkblot. Mm-hmm. Would you have to know her name?
Michael. Is a girl?
Yeah. She like does stuff with the Sagebrush. She used to be the director of the Sagebrush. She has a birthmark.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. She spoke to me about scholarships. Mm-hmm. Amy Caucus.
Oh, Amy.
And she spoke to me about scholarships and said that every year there's more people applying for scholarships, and it's getting more difficult to sort these out, because they have to choose 5 people and 5 alternates for all these scholarships. Mm-hmm. So I may just try to talk to her about how it's formed, but I'll look into that.
Okay.
Right now what they do is they just they ask people to, pretty much anyone to chair, it's usually specifically like senators, members at large, to chair them, and then the chairs are essentially in charge of like finding their committee members themselves. So it's not like a very formal process. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You could look into changing it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. There's probably some ways that you could look into changing it, but I'm not sure. The process is just kind of informal right now.
Okay. So if you want to like make a formal process so people know what to do in the future and we have precedent,
it makes scholarships easier, because right now you just have to go out to my Nevada. I don't know. It's easy enough if you know exactly what to do, but it can get confusing because you don't know if you need to fill out your FAFSA and then you need to fill out your supplemental forms. It's
okay.
I'll just look into that.
Okay, that'd be good.
Senator Song?
Well, I guess this would be my personal project, is I'm trying to see if I can get the grade replacement policy regarding chemistry lab changed. So that's kind of my big project over the summer.
What would that entitle?
For that title, probably going around talking to some of the...
could you...
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, if you went to school in Reno, you took your chemistry lab, or you did AP chemistry, you did your chemistry lab at UNR, mm-hmm. and they gave you a letter grade and credits, like university credits, mm-hmm. and if you want to get those replaced, you have, like, say you got an A-, if you say you get into college and you want to get them replaced your first year... You can't take chemistry 201. You have to take 121 because it's 121 credits. Mm-hmm. And I feel it's encouraging students not to challenge themselves, which I feel is a problem.
Okay.
Did you understand that? It was
ish.
Ish. Okay. I'll explain it more later.
Okay.
Unless you want me to do it now, but yeah, that's kind of my thing.
Okay, so what I was planning on working on this summer is more research on 15 to finish, and I want to present to you guys on the silver and blue plan. I just want you guys to see what the silver plan really changed, because it's being implemented right now, and should really see what's going on with that, because that is a huge academic policy.
Yeah, I tried to look on the internet the other day to see what that was about,
and
I couldn't really find anything.
It's really confusing. The silver plan didn't really change much, but
it was really vague. It wasn't anything specific about like what specifically changed. So if you could like find out what that
and
ideas,
all
would be great.
These are things that we're going to present on when we first meet over the fall. So
okay, gotcha.
And anything else to add to guys?
Nope.
Okay. So you're happy?
I just wanted to add. Like, look back and see, on the ASUN website, there's archives from all committee meetings for the past really long time. And the academics committee has existed for a really long time. So look back in those past sessions, in like the 79, 78, and 77 sessions, see what they were working on. Some of your best ideas can stem from that. And also, I've been telling a lot of you guys this, but just like research other universities. A lot of other universities senate are specifically like academic senate, so they work specifically only on academic issues. So just like look and see what they're doing. You know, some of the best ideas will come from that. Also, you know, I talked to a couple of you guys about the advising thing too. That's a potential huge project that you guys could work on. So just some things to think about.
And then another thing over the summer is getting to work on the undergraduate research journal. They're right now in the process of building it, so we by next semester we'll hopefully be doing some advertising for them, because we have a bigger budget and we basically fund them. So we really want people to apply to these. So we may work with the Public Affairs Committee to get them to advertise, to get them to talk to UNLV and the other colleges around Nevada, because this is a Nevada undergraduate research journal, so everybody in Nevada gets to participate. And it would just be great for the first issue to have a lot of people submit. Senator Brownstein?
I know a bunch of people in the Senate in CSUN, in the UNLV Senate. Should I try to talk with them about this undergraduate research journal, see if they can provide any insight?
Yeah, that sounds good. Just be careful with that, because there's a lot of stuff with CSUN.
Oh, no, I won't say anything, okay. I won't say anything, like, too revealing. I'll just say, hey, this is an undergraduate research journal that's present for all Nevada students.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the website is... I forgot what the website's name, but it's It's basically the first letters of undergraduate research, Nevada Undergraduate Research Journal. So it's like NSURG or something.
I haven't spelled it out.
Yeah, so it'd be that .com, and the website looks really nice. We paid for that too, so we'd really like to see this succeed, because we did put a lot of work into this. Next semester, I hope to get the editors or the people in it, or the faculty advisors on it, to come and present to us, because this is our baby, basically. So, there's that. Anything else you guys want to say? We'll move on to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing there's none, we will move to agenda item 8, adjournment. This meeting is adjourned at 1:29.